Thank you for calling customer service. This is Megan. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on my debit card this morning from this number, and I don't know what it is.
Okay, can I get your zip code to better assist you?
72482.
Okay, your first and last name, ma'am?
Dorothy Benson.
And could you please verify your address for me?
89 Vagabond Road, Williford, Arkansas, 72482.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is it was a trial started on April 20th for our smartwatch. Are you familiar with that?
No, I didn't buy a smartwatch. I did a survey, and all I had to pay was the...
Was shipping and handling?
Was shipping on it, uh-huh.
Right. So, in our terms and in their terms and conditions on that website, I give you, it's not in bold, but it is definitely on the website that it states within 14 days you would have had to call to cancel in order not to get charged that full retail price. And the full retail price is that $59.95 that you're seeing.
I don't think I've had it 14 days yet either.
You have? When did you receive it?
About a week or so ago. I don't remember exactly when.
You said about a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me check and see. One second, please.
Okay.
Okay, so, yes, ma'am. So when it charged you on the 5th, that was the 4th was your last of the 14 days. The 5th was the last of your 14 days, so that's when it charged you the full retail price. So you would have had to call before the 5th.
Well, I didn't know that, but it's went on there today, and I need it taken off.
Well, on our end, it went on there yesterday.
Well, it shows this morning, today on mine.
Yeah, that's probably because it just hit your bank account.
Okay, but... How can I go about getting this taken care of?
I mean, being that it was outside the 14-day trial, is considered valid, and I'm unable to tamper with valid charges.
Well, I can send it back, kind of.
Let's see. Yes, ma'am. So, if you no longer want the watch...
Why don't you just... waive the little few hours there and go ahead and take care of it for me. Because
that would get me in trouble with my job, even if I really wanted to. I do have to abide by our rules, and, valid charges are not supposed to be tampered with.
Can I talk to a supervisor then, maybe, and see if they can do anything?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, we all follow the same protocol, so if the charge is valid, it's only limited to what we can do. But I know you say you was going to send the watch back. Now, if you were going to do that, I am able to issue a refund to you then, but you would have to send it back to us. It gives you a 7-day grace period to get it back to us. You would call in with the, tracking number. And then once we have that, you will, you'll have your money back, basically. Well, I'll refund it now, but in order to not get recharged that amount, we have to have the watch in our possession.
Okay, well, that'll be fine to do that. But can you send me a shipping label online?
Yes, ma'am. I can give you a return address if you're ready to write it down.
You can't just give it to me online?
No, ma'am. I'm unable to send anything out to you.
well, how in the world am I going to go about getting a shipping label then? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the return address would be 11551 E as in East, 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, I got the number and to Avenue, and then what was next?
Unit C. Unit.
Okay, give it to me again. I can hear better now.
Okay, so it'd be 11551 E as in East, 45th Avenue.
Okay.
Unit C, Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
Zip code 80239.
Okay, there's nothing but the number on there. There's no company name or anything like that.
The company name would be, 1 second, pull it up. Pure Smart. P-U-R-E.
One minute. Say it again.
Pure, P-U-R-E, Smart.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got it now because that's the name of it. Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna send it back because we can't get the thing set anyway.
All right. So, like I said, if you give me just a moment, I'm gonna extend out your account for 7 days to give you that grace period to send it back.
Okay.
And then, once you get a tracking number for it, I would say just give us a call back so we can notate your account to let them know, like, you know, hey, she sent it back. There's no reason to keep trying to, you know, take the same amount out your account.
Okay.
And then they'll just cancel it out. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. 11551 East 45 Avenue.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nope.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, just a second. I need to notate your account so that they'll know what's going on.
Okay.
And then I also have to, you know, refund the money, of course, because I do get to go ahead and refund you that now. But, however, if you do not go through with shipping the watch back, they will just take it right back out the account.
Okay, and I need to send a tracking number to you.
Yeah, you would just call the same number back that you got to get me, and then just give them the tracking number that you have.
Okay, all right.
To let them know, but give me 1 second. All right, so I got that extension done, so now I'm going to refund you. Okay, so I did get that in for you. I did get you that refund as well. It should be into your bank account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, just basically keep us in the know so that we know not to charge you again for something that you already gave back.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
There's no problem. You have a great day, okay? Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.